0.3% increase. And the Labor Department says there were 225,000 filings for first-time unemployment benefits in the week ending last Saturday, 14,000 fewer claims than analysts had expected. And it's the fourth consecutive week that claims were down.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
UPS is one of the major shippers during the holiday season and extra busy this year. Steve God says UPS is still hiring people, so get on out there if you're looking for a new gig.
We are forecasting to deliver a record 750 million holiday packages this year during this extra busy holiday shipping season. In fact, Cyber Monday was the largest online shopping day in U.S. history, so we still have lots of good jobs available helping us get all those holiday purchases delivered.
God also says these seasonal jobs can sometimes lead to very good permanent positions.
These are not only great seasonal jobs, they have the potential to lead to great careers. Over the last 3 years, 35% of the people we hired for seasonal package handler jobs were later hired in a regular position with excellent benefits when the holidays were over.
The State Department has issued some clarity regarding comments made by Secretary Rex Tillerson regarding talks with North Korea. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That clarity came from Heather Nauert of the State Department following the declaration from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson that the U.S. was ready to open talks with Pyongyang without precondition.
We remain open to dialogue, and we've long said this. We remain open to dialogue when North Korea is willing to conduct a credible dialogue on the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Nauert continued, the U.S. has not seen evidence that they are ready as they continue to shoot off ballistic missiles and are conducting advanced nuclear testing. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we like to use history here on the program, and when it comes to these scandals, sexual harassment conduct by these people, I'm here to tell you, people that think that this is new, that think that this is different, this time is different. It's not. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. I want to talk a little bit about this. Again, you had two this past week, right? John Conyers, he resigned or retired, whatever he said he was going to do. Again, he gets feeling up a girl in a church. John Conyers. The interesting thing about it was is that he wanted to appoint his son to take his spot, who he got caught stabbing his girlfriend. Oh, he wasn't prosecuted for it, but that happened last February. I'm not making this up. I mean, how distorted, deluded do you have to be? Not very much. We live in a country that put Marion Barry back in the mayor's office there in D.C. after smoking crack on tape with the hooker. And I got a statue for him now in D.C. You know, Forrest Gump put it quite eloquently when he said, stupid is as stupid does. And I'm sorry. You put somebody like that in office, that's a reflection on that community. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. They want to reelect him. I don't care. I mean, listen, I can't vote. I can't vote there in Detroit. Doesn't concern me. And I've said this here on the program. That's why I stay out of local politics. I know it's a national race. He's not my representative. I said, you really want to clean up, get money out of politics, you make it illegal to give to politicians that you can't vote for. Did you see that this past week with Jeff Flake tweeted out a picture of the check that he wrote Roy Moore's challenger? I don't know if his name eludes me at this point in time. Oh, that's a wonderful look at Jeff Flake. He's standing up. He's doing the right thing. What a jerk. You want to go give money to somebody? Fine, give money to somebody. Why do you have to tweet it out? Because you're looking for attention. Jeff Flake was looking for love. Looking for love on MSNBC. Looking for love. That's all he was. He was looking for retweets and pats on the back. Because, you know, Jeff Flake is trying to get a job now at MSNBC. What do you think he's going to do? It's pathetic and sad. Those are the same people who tell everyone when they donate to charities. Oh, so you're doing it for who? Oh, to market yourself? Anyway. You got Al Franken. Right? Al Franken, the other one, Minnesota. One story after another story after another story. Again, he made it about himself when he was up there, and he had to throw some shots at Donald Trump while he's on his way out the door. Let's be upfront and honest right now. John Conyers and Al Franken would not have resigned this past week if there wasn't Democratic governors in both Michigan and Minnesota. Would not have. They would have hung on. They would have fought and fought and fought. They can be sacrificed now. And hey, okay, they're going to be back. They'll be back. I mean, well, Conyers is old, but Al Franken will be back. Make no bones about it. He'll be just fine, and he'll be making plenty of money. He's taken one for the team. He'll be back. But yeah, if there were Republican governors in Minnesota and Michigan, do you think that would have happened? That would have happened? No. Absolutely not. No way. Anyway, he got all these other stories, and Matt Lauer, you know, stories bouncing around out there. I know I touched on this. I want to touch on this again. If you believe any of these people that are on TV, these people, oh, they seem so nice, Matt and Al and Savannah, and they seem so nice. They're just so nice on TV. And I'm going to go to New York City and go down to the Today Show and meet them. They're liars. They're all a bunch of liars. Savannah Guthrie faking, you know, the tears there when she was making that announcement when the news came in. She knew exactly what was going on. You know what the entire episode reminded me of? It's a little bit of a sub-reference. Great movie, in my opinion. True Romance, an early Quentin Tarantino film. And there's just an absolutely fantastic scene in the movie between Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper. And Christopher Walken is a really bad guy. He's a really bad. He actually tells Dennis Hopper that because Dennis Hopper knows he's going to get killed. He said, when you get to hell, you can tell him down there you've met the greatest personification of evil ever you've ever seen. And he talks about lying. And he says he's Sicilian. He says Sicilians are world-class liars. And he talks about the pantomimes. You've got to understand the pantomimes so you can avoid being caught in a lie. But you can also read them so you know who's lying and who's not lying. I wonder if they teach that to people that are in the mainstream media. How to avoid being caught. How to look sincere. Here, sub-reference again. Great film. I think it was the late 80s, early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. It was with Holly Hunter and William Hurt was in it. Albert Brooks as well. It's called Broadcast News. And in Broadcast News, you've got, you know, a host trying to work his way up, not very bright. And in one of the pieces, he puts himself into the story, faking crying. And, you know, the Holly Hunter, the really good journalist with that didn't have the ethical bypass at birth. She can't stand for it. And she leaves because she can't take that. It was a great, great movie. This is who they are. And this is, again, we talked about this earlier on. This is why more and more people are going to radio programs like this one. Because they're tired of it. Listen, people, you know, why? Why is this happening? Why? Why? There was a Daniel Henninger, who is one of my favorite op-ed writers for the Wall Street Journal. And he did a piece this past week, and he called it The Death of Self-Restraint. I've seen other pieces out there talking about pornography and saying, you know, in a country so obsessed with pornography, how could we not expect this to happen? And this stuff bothers me. It does. Because, again, we're looking for some sort of reason for why that this is happening. Why this is happening right now, I'm going to put it very succinctly here, is that there's just more powerful people out there today. There's that many more super rich people out there today. That's all. What? Power corrupting people is all of a sudden a brand new thing, 21st century? What, are you kidding me? People behaving badly is somehow new right now? In Henninger's piece, he kind of talks about how, you know, we let things go and they get worse and then this, what happens? Well, wait a second, Daniel. Then why are you not a scumbag like these guys? Why am I not a scumbag like these guys? Why are my listeners not scumbags like these guys? They live in the same place, same climate, right? Why? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I thought about it, and it reminded me this was my first time I was in Italy. Went to school in Italy, and I was down. I was with the class. We were outside of Naples. We were at Pompeii, and we're walking through Pompeii. And one of the things that struck me about Pompeii was the similarities between ancient Rome and the modern world. You know, you want to look at it at today's point in time, you know, outside of the combustion engine, electricity, and smartphones, was life really much different day to day? No. You walk through Pompeii and there are restaurants and bars and shops, and in some of the bars they've got some lewd pictures there on the wall. They just discovered, this was just news came out a couple weeks ago, and it's something I want to go do. They found a complete entire Roman town off the coast of Naples, perfectly preserved. Mosaic floors, the statues, everything. You can go diving down there and look at this stuff. It looks amazing. It was probably, you know, volcanic eruptions, you know, water change, and now it's underwater. But you can now go see it. They just discovered this thing. It's amazing. And that town in particular was known to be kind of like, how shall I put it? a New Orleans, Ibiza, Mykonos. It was a party town for the Romans. Now, things haven't changed. Powerful people, certain powerful people, get drunk on power, and they think that they're above the rules. They can't control it, and power can corrupt. All of these people. What's one thing? What's one of the things in common? Well, there's a couple things in common outside of them also being all liberal Democrats. They're all very powerful. They felt the rules didn't apply to them. That is something that has not changed. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, people, do you ever get a chance to go see some of those ancient ruins and go to some of these places? It's fascinating. You know, bar stools and all, same thing. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs expect a solid finish to the year and are confident in the 2018 economy, according to the Fall 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly 3/4 of small business owners are optimistic their 2017 year-end revenue will surpass that of 2016. In addition, economic confidence also surged by more than 10% from last fall, as almost half of entrepreneurs expect the national economy to improve in 2018. However, growth plans remain flat from last fall, and plans to hire are down from last year. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
With unemployment at record lows, business owners may be experiencing challenges in finding qualified candidates. This has led to a decline in hiring plans for the year ahead. Even with that challenge, the short-term future is very bright as entrepreneurs are upbeat about the 2018 economy.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Song always reminds me of Shrek. Welcome back. as the watchdog on Wall Street. I screwed up a little bit. John, help me out here. I stand corrected, but the point remains the same. Michigan's governor, I screwed up. Michigan's governor is Republican, but he doesn't get to choose the replacements because it's from a Democratic district. A Democrat will replace him. My point was, which remains the same, if there was any chance of either of them being replaced with a Republican, they'd still be there. That's the point. Anyway, welcome back. I have to talk about the Tesla story again. And this one is out of, Morgan Stanley's involved with this. Oh, yes. It's getting close to bonus time, I guess. And maybe the mergers and acquisitions department at Morgan Stanley, the stiffs that work there, haven't done well this year, and they gotta find some other way to make some bucks. Let's come up with another big merger. Morgan Stanley is suggesting now that Tesla should now merge with SpaceX. Wait a second. Tesla just merged with First Solar, right? Those are both Elon Musk enterprises. SpaceX is another Elon Musk enterprise. So now we're going to put all three of them together? Whatever happened to you're only as strong as your weakest link? And what is the point behind this? He thinks a tighter collaboration between the companies would help. Do you remember the SpaceX announcement that they came up with, where they were talking about a rocket ship that would take you to Shanghai in under, I don't know, it was like an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it was going to cost the same as a commercial airline would? And it worked where they showed a PowerPoint presentation where, or video, whatever it is, where you're taking a super fast ferry to the rocket ship, which will then take you up, take you to China in an hour, hour and a half. I find it funny, because where are you going to launch a rocket? They did it off New York. You could do it in the East River. Really? Really? That'll work real well on the windows, right? You can do it in the Hudson? Now, you're going to have to go out past the Verrazano Bridge, out into the Atlantic to make sure that it's safe. That's going to take time in of itself, okay? That's just one logistical problem. The next logistical problem is you're going to take a rocket to China and have it be the same price as a commercial airline. Yet people were like, this is cool. This is awesome. You know what Tesla should do? Tesla should do, in order to start making money, is they should just open up a presentation-making company. Again, they are great at holding presentations and product rollouts. They're fantastic at that. You know, Steve Jobs was good at that too over at Apple, except he actually had the product to sell, unlike Tesla. But yeah, this is Morgan Stanley touting a merger deal. Right. How is that going to help? You're gonna merge the rocket company with the company that still hasn't figured out the assembly line yet, because Tesla still hasn't figured out the assembly line. And they may want to watch some History Channel stuff on, you know, Henry Ford, and he'll show you how he did it way back when. Wow. Disney and Fox closing in on a deal. Why? Why is this happening? Content. Disney has already announced that they're going to be opening up a streaming service that is going to compete with Netflix and Hulu and some of the others out there. And the reality is, and I think that they understand this too, obviously they want to have Fox's studios and some of the library that they have, but I think a lot of people watch the original programming. I do. I have Netflix at my house, and I go on it to watch original programming because they've got some great shows. People are consuming the media very, very differently. I can't remember the last time I watched a network television show. I said it here on the program. If I could figure out a way to cut the cord quickly without having me to spend too much time learning how to cut the cord I do it. I need like almost a guide. You know, idiot's guide to cutting the cord without too much, you know, of a pain in the neck nonsense going on. And, you know, eventually it'll be that way. And it's going to be much easier. And again, this is, you're going to see more of this stuff. The entire market is changing. It was just going to do to the advertising as well and commercials. Going to see a lot more product placement. That's for darn sure. Here's another interesting story I wanted to talk about. And again, I was on Fox Business. This is, it's got to be 8-10 years ago. No, at least. At least. And what was that? Peter Schiff was on, too, telling people to buy gold because he's one of those big gold guys. Buy gold, only gold, gold all the time, gold, 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 and nothing but gold. Uh-huh. Ever taken a look at the performance of Euro-Pacific's funds? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. He's got to start giving a he's got to start giving speeches on how to lose money. Anyway, I talked about rare earth. I said, why would I want to own gold when I can own materials that we're actually going to need to build stuff? And one of the rare earth materials I was talking about was lithium at that point in time. Now, China is doing all it can to try to get control of lithium because they're now going full speed ahead into electric cars, too. And the batteries in those electric cars need lithium. The battery in your phone needs lithium. The battery in your iPad needs lithium. There's got to be a point in time where they're going to come up with something else. And quite honestly, I don't necessarily think that electric cars are the right way to go. But yeah, they're smart. They're going after controlling a natural resource that actually matters. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
It's hard to find a conflict or a terrorist group in the Middle East that does not have Iran's fingerprints all over it.
Strong words from the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, as Iran is said to be in violation of the Iran nuclear deal. Haley also talks about the sort of equipment that was recovered.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
The FCC ended net neutrality rules. Now, this was done along a 3-2 party line vote with every Republican voting yes and every Democrat voting no. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr says net neutrality amounts to a massive government overreach.
I'm proud to help end this 2-year experiment with heavy-handed regulation, this massive regulatory overreach.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand.
All right. I got to touch on this. What is wrong with people nowadays, honestly? I'm going after you UPS drivers right now. What is wrong with you people? UPS drivers are planning to demonstrate against the all the hours they have to put in over the holidays. Demonstrating against the 70-hour work week during the holiday season. The Teamsters local said UPS is forcing a 70-hour week for drivers, which is a nationwide issue jeopardizing the safety of drivers and the general public. Now, wait a second here. If you don't think that UPS is going by every single government rule and in compliance with the Department of Transportation, you're crazy, because they are. Oh, they're going to have to work some weekends too over the holidays. You're getting paid time and a half. Yeah, I would love to go to one of these people. I say, wait a second here. You've got people that would die from all over the globe to have your job. To come here and to have your job and work 70 hours a week. Hey, I wish I was only working 70 hours a week, for crying out loud. 70 hours a week. And it's just for a short period of time. And you're going to get paid handsomely to do it. And you're complaining. It was since when? I thought you people loved overtime, for crying out loud. Mind-boggling. It really is. Anyway, here's a bit of a see I told you so moment. Apple's first medical study signaling broader health ambitions. This, I think, is the right direction. I do. I think that Apple is definitely, again, they've got a ton of cash sitting on the sidelines. And they've got all sorts of ideas that they're coming up with in regards to dealing with one's heart and looking for irregular rhythms by using the iWatch. Maybe actually be able to warn people in regards if, you know, they might be having a heart attack. Not to mention all sorts of other relevant ways of conducting studies via the use of apps, which are going to be great for medical research. Again, I think that this is a very smart direction for Apple. I was never a fan at all of the idea out there, them getting involved in making a car. So you want to build the software for the car? Great. That's fantastic. But the actual car, I never really understood that. But this is fantastic. Again, I've got to go check it out. I haven't had time. Again, I got to get out to Verizon. I really do need to check out the new iWatch, because it's the actual Dick Tracy thing. It actually has cellular, and you can get phone calls on it, and you can stream stuff to it, so you don't need your phone. The original iWatch I wasn't a fan of because it was basically nothing more than a remote control for your phone, and I didn't care for it. I was making fun of Tesla before. I forgot to mention this one as well. You've got a group now. This is an energy group, Aurora Energy Research. It's a European consultancy. And you remember the Tesla truck that they were talking about? Well, the Tesla's electric haulage truck is going to require the same energy as up to 4,000 homes to recharge. 4,000 homes. There's nothing right now available to science that would allow for the 30-minute charging time Musk has promised for the new Tesla truck. They would need to put up these mega chargers all over the place, which is, again, these things would have the equivalent of providing a 3,000 to 4,000 average homes. Sure. But hey, it made for a fantastic presentation, did it not? A big story out there this past week is a merger that, I'm going to be honest with you, to me makes a hell of a lot of sense. CVS to buy Aetna for $69 billion. We need to create greater efficiencies in medicine. We do. And I've said it here on the program, a lot of times, many times, regulations are making things a hell of a lot more expensive. Would it not be easier for parents when their kid is sick or doesn't feel well, has got a sore throat, rather than have to try to get in at the pediatrician's office and get the throat culture there, to go down to the local CVS and have the throat culture taken there by a nurse practitioner? Having the test being taken and then knowing right then and there what needs to be done. That makes sense. You know, we are seeing more of the med clinics pop up, but again, I think that this most certainly is a step in the right direction. Now, right now, it doesn't stand for having actual physicians within the CVS locations, but I'm telling you, that's going to happen down the road. It is going to happen. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. Your Watchdog will return.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Franklin, he's thriving. I found his raw meat diet and Dynavite and Lico Chops on Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at AutoParts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Store
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
In the past,
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel. According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our travel rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I almost forgot. We started off a new segment here that we're going to start doing here on the program. It's kind of a little Econ 101, but we're going to call it How the World Works, because most people have not a clue on how the world actually works. I mean, again, if you watch the news and you watch a lot of the blowhards on TV, that again, they're pitching their wares or their soft and cuddly talk. They don't like dealing in the truth. Case in point, massive devastation once again in California. And I know people say it all the time, but, prayers have to go out, to lose the things that these people lost. Now, granted, the death toll is not what it was in Northern California, at least for now. And God willing, we can get this thing put down. But, I see people on TV talking about this, and then I see pundits talking about the economic effect of this fire. And there was one idiot out there saying that this is going to be a boon for the California economy because they're going to have to rebuild. Now, at first glance, if you don't see the forest for the trees, at first glance, you're going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. But it doesn't. It doesn't. We actually heard the same thing when you say, oh, the hurricanes, it's going to be economic boom for these areas. Wait a second. Certain businesses are going to do well. Certain businesses are going to, Home Depot is going to do well, and people have to build things or they have to fix things and replace things. There's no doubt about that. But other businesses are going to do poorly on the flip side. It's not going to increase economic output. It just diverts money. That's all it is. It's like moving money from one end of the room to the other end of the room. That's all. There's destruction, but there's not creative destruction. I try to put this into perspective. I'm going to use the movie Backdraft. In the movie Backdraft, there was a scene, there was a character in the movie played by Donald Sutherland, who was an arsonist, and he's up for parole. And Robert De Niro's character, who's an arson investigator, comes there and actually proves to the parole board that this guy is crazy. Don't let him out of jail. Don't put him out on parole. And Donald Sutherland's character is like, I want to see it burn. Well, if disaster was great for the economy, why don't we just get rid of all the people that work at the Commerce Department, all the White House economists there, and just hire arsonists? Get them out of jail and hire arsonists so they can go out there and they can start fires, because that will really be great for our economy, right? No, it's patently absurd. It doesn't make any sense. And it goes to, there's an old economic paper about it. It's called the broken windows fallacy. can't just go smashing windows and expect for the economy to grow. People divert where the money goes. Someone is going to win. Someone is going to lose. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Ah, yes. You know what? I was distracted Tuesday morning because I started hearing buzzing. It's kind of off what I usually doing homework on. Hearing about this Steelers-Bengals football game and how violent it was, how tough it was. And I'm saying to myself, hey, boy, you mean they're actually talking about the football game itself rather than the crap that happens before the game or after the game? Well, that must be good for the NFL. So I decided to go on and watch the highlights of what happened. And, again, I didn't get it. There were guys out there hitting people playing football. I don't know what they're trying to do with this game. I really don't. Sometimes you're going to make a mistake and you're going to hit maybe a little bit too high. It's a violent sport. And again, some of these analysts, you guys understand it's a violent sport. I started playing football when I was in high school because I wanted to go hit people. I wanted to. It makes the game fun. Why don't we just go to flag? Which is fine, because you know what? Flag football is fun, too. Flag football is fun. I like playing flag football. I like playing touch football, but I like playing tackle football, too. Okay, and then they're talking about the need for the guys to police themselves. Listen, okay? It's a violent game. Okay? There's contact sports out there, and people gravitate to them because, hey, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong wanting to hit somebody hard. It's like, what are we talking about here? Anyway, my commentary in regards to the entire thing, I don't get it. You know what you're getting into when you're playing a damn game. Okay? You know the risks that are involved. There's risk when you get up in the morning. If you don't want to take that risk, don't take that risk. Also, another quick sports story that I found kind of hypocritical. Russia was barred from the 2018 Winter Olympics due to the doping that took place at the Sochi Olympics in Russia. And actually, they had actually people go into the doping control center and urine swappers. Yeah, and then people go in there swapping out urine samples because a lot of these Russian athletes were on doping programs. I think the thing is, I don't think anybody believes that the Olympic Committee has any sort of credibility at all. It's another big, fat, money-making joke of an organization like FIFA, as corrupt as the day is long. Who are we trying to kid? Hey, watch any of the documentaries that were done about what took place in China when they got the Olympics and what happened to the people there. It's one big shakedown organization. Oh, yeah, they're doing real well. All that development that took place in Brazil. How'd that work out for the people there? Come on. Give me a break. As it turns out, no, I'm not making this story up. This is now true. Plexiglass is now racist in Philadelphia. I repeat, plexiglass is racist in Philadelphia. Yeah, one of the city councilwoman, Cindy Bass, is saying that the plexiglass barrier windows that exist in some of the rougher neighborhoods in Philadelphia are going to have to come down. Are going to have to come down because it's not right. So protecting my employee in that neighborhood is not right, is what you're saying? You know what's going to end up happening is that some of these locations may just shut down because they can't keep their employees safe. And I was in Philadelphia, was it last summer? I'm trying to remember. That city needs help. It needs, again, it's been run by Democrats. And no, do you feel safe walking the streets, even in the nice areas? Not so much. Denzel Washington, again, they shut this one up, too, because Denzel Washington making way too much sense. At a screening of his latest film, Roman J. Israel Esquire, the actor was asked by a reporter, "For black people in particular, do you think that we can truly make change as things are right now?" Denzel Washington, 62 years old, gave a response. "Well, it starts in the home. If the father is not in the home, the boy will find a father in the streets. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since." He added, "If the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother and prison becomes your home." Oh, no, that's not going to sit well with certain types out there. He doesn't understand. No, he's spot on and right. We've gone over the numbers here on the program again and again and again. And it's extraordinary that if you grow up in a two-parent household and you graduate from high school, there's a pretty darn good chance that you're going to succeed in this country. Pretty darn good chance that you are going to do just fine. Really quickly, I want to touch on this, too. as it turns out, and this is a "see, I told you so" moment. Okay, people ask, why do you cover the drug problem here in this country to such a degree? It is a huge drain on our economy. It's much bigger than anyone even thought. Now, putting estimates that the epidemic cost the American economy $500 billion in 2015, meaning it was more in 2016 and even more than that in 2017. Those are some serious, serious numbers. Gotta go, kids. Wow, had a lot of fun today. We did a lot today on the show. Proud of us. Got a lot done here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Everything on our website, absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. God bless. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
It's hard to find a conflict or a terrorist group in the Middle East that does not have Iran's fingerprints all over it.
Strong words from the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, as Iran is said to be in violation of the Iran nuclear deal. Haley also talks about the sort of equipment that was recovered.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
The FCC ended net neutrality rules. Now, this was done along a 3-2 party line vote, with every Republican voting yes and every Democrat voting no. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr says net neutrality amounts to a massive government overreach.
I'm proud to help end this 2-year experiment with heavy-handed regulation, this massive regulatory overreach.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
State Representative Dan Johnson, believed to have shot and killed himself after driving onto a bridge in Mount Washington, Kentucky, his body found on Wednesday night, and the coroner later called it a probable suicide. The Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting had published an expose on Monday detailing allegations against Johnson. It cited court documents alleging that the Republican lawmaker had molested a 17-year-old girl on New Year's Eve in 2012 at a church where he was a pastor. Johnson had denied the accusation.
The Thomas Fire is now the fourth largest wildfire in California history as it continues to grow. Jason Campidonia has the details.
The fire is now charred through more than 242,000 acres and has destroyed nearly 1,000 structures, making it the eighth most destructive fire the state has ever seen. The Santa Ana winds that have allowed the fire to spread quickly to a massive scale have been lingering around since the fire first broke out on December 4th, making the flames difficult to extinguish.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
Former reality TV star and President Trump staffer Omarosa Manigault Newman is denying that her departure from the White House was as dramatic as some allege. Sharon Reed has the story.